Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in. Today, we have an excellent, excellent program for you here with my friends in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners and operators of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. You're going to want to write this down, Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914, or you can go online. It's a really great website, bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. So happy that you're here, and we're getting our photos taken today in the studio, and this is pretty fun. So so tell us about your company, Bath Wizard, because you're specialists in a really important part of the remodeling industry.
Yeah, Bath Wizard specializes in what the industry refers to as wet area remodeling. That's typically staying with the tub and shower and walk-in tubs. And we also call that phase one of a phase two and sometimes three. A full bathroom remodel is broken out in phases. Phase one is the most expensive part. That's the tub and shower area typically.
Okay. So what are phase – now, okay, so – all right, I bit.
Okay.
what is phase two and then what's phase three?
Well, typically what we say in the remodeling industry is Thanksgiving company Christmas company, Thanksgiving turkey, and your contractors. All three things you want out of your house after 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I got
so right. People that break it down into phases, phase one, they do the wet area, the tub or the shower. Phase two, they do the toilet and the vanity. Phase three is the flooring and the paint, typically.
Okay. All right. And does lighting come into play in any of that?
Right along with the painting.
Okay.
But anyway, essentially, breaking it down into 2 or 3 digestible, bite-sized pieces.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, that makes total sense. And I'll tell you, you know, when I'm constantly working with seniors and their caregivers, and I hear all the time, we can no longer stay independent at home because, you know, we have an issue with the bathroom. It's too small. The door's too narrow. We can't get in and out of the bathtub anymore. And every time that I run into that, I'm going to hand them your card and your brochure because you can fix that.
Yeah. That what you're referring to is the most popular remodeling trend out there right now. And that's tub to shower conversions is what that's typically called. People as they age, I had a lady tell me years ago, she said, Chris, my bathtub's only 15 inches tall, but at my age, it might as well be the Great Wall of China.
Oh, my.
It's right. Hard to get over.
That's right. That's right. And I've had some people complain about like a little 4-inch mm-hmm. kind of lip around a shower. And again, if you have issues with, you know, raising your leg, that may as well be 2 feet. I mean, so that zero entry. So do you do a lot of zero entry?
Zero entry is typically for full handicap people.
Okay.
So we would, for people that are just aging naturally, that's typically what we call a low threshold.
Okay.
That way they can keep the water in the bathroom without specialized remodeling.
Yep. And for most folks, I think if it's a low threshold, it's very workable. It's very workable. But sometimes you do need that zero entry where you can roll someone in a shower chair and take care of them. That could save them $5,000 or $6,000, $10,000 to $12,000 a month, having to move into a senior care community.
Yeah, 2 months stay in a nursing home will buy about any bathroom remodeling project you want to buy. Two or three months, and
see, and I have a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't know if I want to spend that on my house. Well, why wouldn't you invest that in your house? And then guess what? First of all, you're able to stay independent in your home, remain independent in your own home. And according to the AARP, 90% of those surveyed say, I want to stay at home. Well, this could take care of that right there. And then the other thing is, guess what? You just invested in your house, and now your house has more valuable. It's easier to sell because you have this beautiful, very functional bathroom.
Well, next to the bedroom where you sleep every night, the bathroom is where you spend more time than any room typically in the entire house.
Yep.
So,
especially if you're my daughter, it takes about an hour, right, to do, you know, the makeup and comb the hair, all that stuff.
And I think when you're making modifications and changes, it's a little bit daunting to the people who live there. But for us, it's what we see every day.
Yeah.
Our folks, our consultants in the field, this is what they do for a living. So knowing where to place a grab bar, is it going to be vertical? Is it going to be horizontal? Or is it going to be on an angle?
Mm-hmm.
And the angle has to be in the right direction. So it makes sense. Knowing how long the hose is on the handheld shower, or where to place a seat, or what is the right type of seat. So sometimes people, they get some, as they're starting to think about making some changes, they have some ideas. And we have to have some good bedside manners when we're listing those ideas, because not all ideas are good ideas. So we like to walk through the pros and cons of what the customer's looking for. But look at that horizon. If this is where they want to be for the next 5 or 10 or 15 years, let's look at all the changes. So this is a one-time project.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And you can do it all at once. Or like Chris said, you can do this in bite-sized pieces. You know, you can knock out this part and then stage two and then stage three and have that taken care of. And so you've invested in your home. You can stay home longer. You avoid the, you know, like I said, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month cost that it would take to move into a senior care community. And by the way, you're going to get your money back out of it, because now your house is worth more and it's probably a little easier to sell with that remodeled bath in that high function area.
So the latest article I read, I believe it's 102% return on investment.
Oh, wow.
With a system like what Bath Wizard typically sells. Mm-hmm. That's according to Remodeling Magazine and I think the National Board of Realtors. Mm-hmm. Was a part of that too. So
102%. So ask any financial advisor about, you know, what's a good return? 102%. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, the New York Times has it pegged at least 59%, I believe, and Remodeling Magazine just any bathroom remodel pegs it at like 69% return on investment. And then, of course, if you use the products like what we describe, they rate it all up to 102%.
But. Yeah, that is amazing. And speaking of products, understand that you have a new showroom that you'll be opening here real soon, or is it already open?
That's right. So we are probably 3 to 5 weeks away from that opening up.
Okay.
Right here in the Kansas City area,
okay.
Off of I-35 and 79th Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're renovating a space right now that we just took over. We're going through all the wonderful construction phases, so we're getting to make sure all the dust is out so we can start building what we do, building multiple bathrooms so people can see different systems, different colors, different styles.
But nice.
Most importantly, the ability to come out and touch and feel it, because everyone wants to know, what does this product feel like, and even see a demonstration. Show me how easy it is to clean. We can do that right in person.
That is so it's going to be kind of like a like when you go into a furniture store, they have like different living rooms set up or different bedrooms, kind of a similar idea, but you have multiple bathrooms arrangement set up.
Yeah, it'll be like that and even more. We do a lot of custom work, semi-custom. Bath Wizard makes all their own products. And in fact, we're actually going to have kind of a Build-A-Bear concept if you've been to the mall.
Oh.
Where you can actually watch some of the products being made right in front of you.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be on one side of the showroom.
That's awesome.
And then the other, we'll have many different showers and tubs on display as well, like you just described.
And then you mentioned that some of the items will be cut in half so you can kind of see a cross-section.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the materials that they're made out of, what we do to reinforce them versus competitors' lack of reinforcement. So
are they going to be cut in half too?
You'll be able to compare and contrast competitors, store-bought, and then, of course, the Bath Wizard system.
Okay, so I love that. So anytime you can watch something being built and you take the raw materials and turn that into a customized product made right here in America, you can compare that to other, you know, quote unquote, you know, competitor products. You can see cross section. You can clearly touch and see the difference. That is amazing. This is Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. We're online at bath-wizard.com. And I'll have more with Chris and James coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most bathroom remodeling companies use the exact same products you could buy from the big box stores. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most bathroom remodeling companies use the exact same products that you could buy from the big box stores. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And James, that kind of surprises me a little bit because, you know, when you work with a remodeler, you kind of feel like they're selling you something that you know, they have kind of special access to or something, or that's the impression that you might get. I had no idea. It's many times, or maybe most of the time, it's the same thing I could just go out and buy off the shelf somewhere at a local retail store.
Steve, that's right. And for the customer who's thinking about having a bathroom project completed, when they're interviewing different companies, it is important what materials they're using. And so when you find out that maybe those products are being bought at a big box store, you have to understand what is at the big box store. That's where probably 90-95% of everyone's access is the big box stores. So when you go down there, you're going to look at some of those products and they do appear cheap on the shelves.
Yeah.
But we have to understand, why is it cheap? Mm-hmm. It's cheap because ultimately, let's switch hats here. If you've got a portfolio and you're investing in blue chip companies, you like when your stock is doing a good job. And the only reason it does a good job is that it's making money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a big box store operator, how do you make money? You know, you've got people who are coming in who are attracted to low prices, but something's got to give. How do they keep the price low on some of the items in the aisle? Well, we know the answer because sometimes it's different types of math. We can measure the thickness of the product, and my goodness, the products are getting very thin that are being offered in the big box stores.
Yeah.
They're really flimsy. They don't perform very well. And We kind of call that planned obsolescence.
Okay.
It has, it's something that you could do, but it's not going to last a long time. And when you interview people who've gone that route, that's where you start hearing a little bit of buyer's remorse, that if they were to do it again, they wouldn't do it that way because they find that they're doing it again in the future, future.
You know, so, I mean, if you have a cheap product, this is just simple math. It's cheap because the product is cheap. I mean, I don't know. There's just no two ways around that. And so this just makes me think of this planned obsolescence and kind of cheap versus, you know, you get what you pay for. And I'll just use a grill analogy. I was notoriously going out and buying the $200 grill that looked really nice. And it fired up and, you know, you had the burners going and it sear marks and it was great for about a year, maybe two at the most. And then pretty soon I'm seeing, oh, man, these burners are starting to blow out, you know, way too much flame. So the burners were failing. The bottom of the grill was actually rusting through. And the whole thing literally fell apart. Maximum, I got 2 years out of that grill. So I got tired of that cycle, and I bought a $700 grill with a 5- and 10-year warranty on all the parts. And I've had that thing for a really long time. And so it's a get what you pay for kind of a situation.
So, yes, planned obsolescence, and that's a perfect example. The cheap grill has a planned obsolescence of about 2 years.
That's it.
And,
that's it.
That makes her a returning customer. That is what's become the norm for the big box stores. We won't name them by name, but we know who they are. Their actual business model is planned obsolescence. Your product lasts 5 or 10 years. That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
And that makes our phone ring off the hook. Fiberglass units from the big box stores and poor tile jobs have made Bathwizard's phone just ring off the hook.
Oh, wow.
Black mold.
Oh, boy.
Water in the basement.
Cracks.
Ceiling falling down.
Or someone saying, I think it's going to crack because it's creaking.
Oh, no.
That would drive me nuts.
Oh, no. Yeah. 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 So all of these, you know, cheap products and this planned obsolescence has given you an opportunity to come in and show customers how it could be done properly and last much, much longer than the first time that they went with the cheap bid and the cheap products.
And another thing that a lot of customers don't know, if they're a do-it-yourselfer, they can go to the store, but a lot of times they don't know what they don't know yet.
Yeah.
And so they might pick something up and say, that looked kind of nice. And they bring it home and they start doing the demolition themselves, and there's more dust going on than they thought there was going to be. And they didn't think of the things we use, like we use dust control solutions to make sure we mitigate that. But then they start digging into their project and they realize it's not the right size. If it's your first time, or if you've only done less than 5 bathrooms in your life as a do-it-yourselfer, you got to really stop and think, is this the right move or should I just hire a professional?
Well, and so then that takes me to my next thought is, you know, there may be a lot of companies out there that can, you know, that can throw in a bathroom with some of these, you know, some of these cheap products. But a lot of times that's kind of a sideline or maybe one of the 10 things that they do. And Bathwizard, this is all you do. This is your specialization.
Yeah, from the day we started Bathwizard, we wanted to be a specialist rather than what we refer to as a general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
All of our staff members, you know, we make mistakes, but when you do as many as we do, you make less mistakes and you don't make as major of mistakes, and you've got controls in place to – sometimes our customers don't even know we made a mistake. That's how specialized Bathwizard has become. And we've got a saying around the office that we don't like to bump our knee twice. Once is enough.
Yeah,
so when we see something that didn't work the first time, we had a customer this morning down in Tulsa asking about these popular new shower niches. Cutting a hole in the shower where you're going to squirt water on for the next 20 years, holes in water, not a good...
That's a bad combination.
So sometimes just what's trendy isn't exactly what's wise.
Yeah.
So
Yep, absolutely. And so, and like you said, everyone's going to make a mistake, but you learn from those mistakes, and then you make, you don't make that mistake again, and then that, you just get better and better over time. So,
and we have W-2 employees who go through an extensive training process before they get out in the field ever by themselves. We take a lot of pride in who our guys are. And as much as they know about the bathroom, you wouldn't want our guys, you wouldn't hire them to do your roof or do your gutters.
Yeah, they're specialists.
And kind of this.
Nor would you want to.
Right.
Yeah.
and we sometimes we hear of companies that are, if you got someone who works on roofs that are going to come out and maybe put your bathroom project in. That's not what we would consider as a wise choice. Doesn't mean it won't work, but it, you might regret it.
Yeah, that sounds scary. And then just quickly, you have the double lifetime warranty. What is that again?
That's warranty on both the labor and the material itself. And it's also transferable.
So it's a double lifetime warranty. We have custom made products by Bath Wizard for your bathroom, your home, made right here in America. We have a showroom coming here in just a few weeks where you can actually see some of these things being built. You can compare to some of the other products. This is excellent. And I'm telling you, if you're thinking about remodeling your bathroom and you want to get a bid, you want to talk to the guys, the great guys at Bath Wizard, here's the phone number. Give them a call, 1-800-298-5914. It's 1-800-298-5914 or go online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it. It was great to visit with you again.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so just want to say thanks again to Chris and James from Bath Wizard. Two really good guys. They're working really, really hard. And I'll tell you what, you know, when I met with them, I pulled into their parking lot and they have trucks everywhere. This company is up and coming. It's going places and it's already getting pretty big and they're just getting started. And look, I mean, how many times do you know of a company that takes raw material and then custom fabricates your shower, your bathtub, your, you know, whatever it is that you need. And they specialize 100% in what Chris said is, you know, wet area remodeling. That's say that five times fast, right? So in the bathrooms, and they can do the whole project at once, or they can break it up into three different stages, and get out of there in 2 or 3 days in each stage. It just make this easy. They, like James mentioned, they mitigate the dust and the messiness and they have W-2 employees. They don't use 1099 subcontractors. How many remodeling companies can say that? I would think very, very few. And this is a quality company that can do a great job. Obviously, they're based here in Kansas City, but they can also help customers throughout the different parts of the country. So if you're interested and you're outside of the KC area, just give them a call and see if they can help you in your area. If they can't, they'll tell you. But if they can, I don't think you'll regret that. I think you'll be very, very happy. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. All right. So I had an incident with my gas grill. I'm going to save that story for another time, but let me just say this. It was serious and God was with me last Sunday evening. I'm not even kidding. That could have been catastrophic. I got really lucky. And I had some guardian angels watching over me, and we got really, really lucky. So I'm going to share that story with you at some time here in the near future. But I want to move on to a phone call that I received this last week. And I thought, who is this gentleman? He was calling from... was it Michigan or Ohio? I think he was calling from Michigan, if I remember correctly. And as you know, Senior Care Live is heard all over the country. And so he said, hey, I just wanted to let you know about a phone call that I received that I think you're going to want to know about. And I'm like, uh-oh, what? That doesn't sound good. And he said, I know it wasn't you, but I answered my phone, and it was just one of these robocallers that just dials phone numbers indiscriminately. And they ended up calling him at his desk phone at his job, at his corporation, in his office. And it's this recording talking about buying senior services and senior care services and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what? And they said, hold on one moment. And that was a recording. And he was about to hang up. And then someone, a real person, gets on the line and starts trying to sell him different products and services and insurance and, you know, who knows what. And he's like, well, I didn't contact you for anything. And by the way, I'm about 58 years old, and I'm not of Medicare age yet or Social Security, that kind of thing. And they say, that's okay. You know, we have this product and that product. And he said that they weren't from, one of these foreign call centers with like the super hard accent that sometimes you might hear. He said, this person sounded, you know, perfectly American, you know, from the middle of the country, spoke well. And knew what he was trying to do. He's trying to sell something. And the guy said, well, where are you calling from? And they said, Senior Care Live. And that's when I about hit the roof. And I'm like, that was not me. And he goes, I know. That's why I'm calling you. And he said, well, do you have a website? Yeah, go to seniorcarelive.com. And then I really... My blood is boiling at this point. It's boiling right now. And the guy just kept questioning this caller. And then the caller finally gave up because he realized he wasn't going to make a sale. And I said, sir, I can't thank you enough for letting me know that we have somebody somewhere unauthorized use of my radio program's name and our domain name for the website. So frankly, I'm not sure exactly what I can do about it because he didn't have the phone number. He didn't catch, you know, the name and all that. So I don't know who's doing this, but my ask is if you or someone you know, if you receive a call like this, a recording, and then someone trying to sell you services saying they're Senior Care Live and saying you can go to our website, seniorcarelive.com. First of all, please know that is not me. That's not anyone from my radio program. This is a radio program providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. I will not call you and try to sell you a Medicare insurance policy or anything like that. We may have specialists that I would recommend contacting. I don't sell bathroom remodeling, but I would highly recommend you reaching out to Bath Wizard. So I mean that's how this works. There's no sales effort from my radio program, Senior Care Live. That just doesn't exist. That's an unauthorized use of the name Senior Care Live and of the website seniorcarelive.com. So if you get a call, please write that phone number down, the phone number that called you, so at least I can track that back, and a name if you can get it, probably not their real name, but find out what you can, especially a phone number, the phone number that called you, and then please let me know so I can take legal action in shutting that down, because boy, that makes me just super, super angry that someone's out there trying to sell stuff, and probably it's probably a scam, probably trying to get people's identity and all that stuff and using the name of my radio program. That makes me mad as heck. So, and I'm trying not to swear on the radio here. So anyway, so with that, I hope this doesn't happen again, but if it does, please let me know. Give me any information you have so I can track them down and take legal action to shut that down. Because, man, that makes me mad. So, okay, so let's move on. It, as you may know, you may not know, but my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we help families and individuals find the right fit when searching for a senior care community. Whether that's searching for independent living, assisted living, long-term care, you may or may not need memory care. You may want all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. And we help folks through that process. We walk alongside them. We determine exactly what they need. We research the market and identify our top options. Then we actually go out and tour those communities with you. And then we ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people would never know to ask. And we gather just a wealth of information about each place. We do all of this in just a few hours of your time, so it saves you an incredible amount of time versus trying to do this on your own. And then we produce a report that has all those questions asked, all the information discovered, exact staffing ratios, what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. I mean, there's a ton of information that we provide our clients so that now they have this wealth of objective information on the top three places meeting their exact needs, and now they can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. Okay, so that's what we do every single day. And if you're interested in that service, I'd invite you to give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, and that's 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or you can go online at Senior Care Consulting. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And so what if you've already chosen a place and you or your loved one, you're living there, you're receiving great care, everything's going well, or maybe you just moved into a place? Okay, well, how can I help you? And I'll tell you what, I wrote strategies on how to maximize your care at any senior care community that you should choose. Okay, whether you use my services, my placement services from Senior Care Consulting, or whether you do it on your own, I'd like to offer you that strategies on how to maximize your care at any senior care community. I'm going to break that down and go through all that and then let you know how you can request your own copy coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right. So you or your loved one, you're already in a senior care community, and now you want to know, you know, how can you maximize the care available at the place that you chose, the place that you're currently living in and receiving care? All right, so I'd like to offer you my tips on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you should choose. And if you want to copy that, just give us a call at 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445, and you could just leave your name, your email address. We're not going to sell your information. I don't do that. That makes me really mad if someone does that with my information, right? So it's just us, and obviously we need your name, your email address, and then I'll just email you a PDF of this. But I'm going to review this right now. Number one, participate in the care planning process. And I would say this is most significant at that long-term care, that nursing home level of care. So these communities are required to develop a unique plan of care just specifically for your loved one. And it's based on their individual needs. And it would include, you know, medical requirements, social needs, dietary preferences or restrictions, medications that are taken, physical capabilities, spiritual needs, bathing and grooming needs, favorite activities, personal preferences and needs, personal interests, and, you know, any other information. And it's based very specifically on that individual. And it's a unique plan of care just for them. And then you have an interdisciplinary group or a team representing all of the different departments from that community. And then they create that initial care plan or plan of care, and that's upon the admission to the community. And then they update that on a quarterly basis typically. Right. So you're welcome. And frankly, I would encourage you to participate in these planning sessions because, look, this is your opportunity to speak on behalf of your loved one. You know, let them know about, you know, anything in particular that your loved one might need. And to miss these care plans, you are missing the opportunity to advocate for your loved one. You're totally missing it. So you can go there in person. They will, you know, dial you in on a speakerphone. They can, you know, FaceTime you or whatever we need to do to participate in that. But you can't miss those. Okay, you just can't do it. All right, and again, you can participate in phone or in person or by phone or a conference call. And most of these sessions take, you know, 30 minutes, you know, maybe 45 minutes. It's not a real, real long time. Might even be less than that if everything's pretty stable and moving along. So participate in the care planning process. And that care plan, again, most significant at that long-term care or the nursing home level of care, but they also have plans of care at the assisted living level, residential care level, home plus level, anything with the licensure, you're going to have a care plan. Okay. Number two, get involved. So visit your loved one frequently. Well, Steve, you know, I don't know. It's pretty uncomfortable going there. It doesn't matter. This is your loved one. They need you. You have to be there. So go there frequently, participate in the family council or family support groups if those things are offered and available. Volunteer to assist with outings or special events or putting up decorations, you know, Halloween decorations, Christmas decorations, 4th of July, whatever it is, right? So just get involved when possible. Spend time with your loved one at the community. Stop by during different times of the day, including, you know, evenings, nights, weekends, if possible, and get to know other families and residents there. And what you'll find after a while is something really, really cool happens. You end up, and this sounds really cliche, but it's true. You kind of end up being one big family, and you'll find yourself, you'll make really, really tight friends with some other siblings out there, other adult children. You'll end up going to see your mom, and then you'll check on their dad and someone else's mom. And when they're there, they're going to check on their loved ones, but they'll also stop by and see your mom, see your dad. And so you all start kind of helping one another, and that really turns into a kind of an expanded family kind of a situation. It's really pretty cool. Build relationships. Number three, this is really super, super important to develop, you know, positive and personal relationships with the staff at that community. And I would say especially the hands-on caregiving staff, such as the CNAs and the CMAs. Okay, the CNAs and CMAs, they provide the most hands-on assistance throughout the day for your loved one. All right. And the average annual turnover rate for CNAs is well over 100%. So expect to get to know multiple staff members throughout your length of stay. All right. They may be gone in 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 months, and the average length of stay is close to 2.5 years. Okay, so just develop relationship. And look, this is basically what happens. If you have a good relationship with them, then they're generally going to go above and beyond and do the little extras to make you and your loved one happy with the care that they provide. And this sounds terrible, okay, but if you recognize them for doing a good job, you will really stand out. Unfortunately, many times, the hands-on caregivers, they're really kind of taken for granted, and they feel very underappreciated. So if you genuinely build a relationship and you genuinely appreciate the work that they do, they're going to go above and beyond for your loved one. And so it's just really a great thing to do for all parties. Communicate with management. If there's an issue, speak with management and get that addressed. They cannot fix it if they don't know about it. Okay, and then be patient and reasonable. Most places, they're going to try to get it right, but it may take a while. And so, you know, they... It just may take a while, and you may need to give them a little bit of coaching. So the first 2 to 4 weeks are really critical, and they're, it's, I'd say it's the most difficult adjustment period for everyone. But once you make it through that initial adjustment period, then everything should be going pretty well. Now, it is your right to file a complaint or to report abuse, neglect, exploitation, or file a complaint with the state that you're living in. I've got a couple of numbers here for all of our other. So I've got the Kansas number and Missouri number right in front of me. But if you're living in one of the other, 25 states that we're broadcasting in, just look up, Texas report elder abuse and on Google, and you'll find it real quick. Okay. But the Kansas Department on Aging, 1-800-842-0078. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, 1-800-392-0210. And if there's an issue, file a complaint, but try to work it out at the local community level first. Give them a shot, give them a chance, and if it just doesn't work, it's your right to do that. So again, there's a little bit more to this, but just wanted to touch on that. If you want your very own copy of my strategies and tips on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you may be living in, again, give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. I'd be happy to give me your name and your email address, and I'll email that out for you right away, and I hope that helps. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.